相信過一個禮拜，大家俾喬布斯嘅死訊或者回顧生平日事咧，充滿你嘅腦袋或者你所嘅閒餘嘅話題。
So, in the last week, probably you have been overwhelmed by the news of the death of Steve Jobs.
咁好奇怪啊！連中國大陸都將 Steve Jobs 嘅死訊咧放喺頭條嗰度。
It's interesting to see that even in China, Steve Jobs makes the headline in the news.
其中一個咧，一個中國大陸嘅報紙好有趣啊！佢話咧，上帝拿咗第三個蘋果。
One newspaper's headline says this: God brought away the third apple.
咁就問，咁邊個第一個同第二個咧
？So we may just ask, what is the first and the second one?
哦，原來咧，即係我都諗唔到啊，邊個第一、第二個？原來第一個咧，佢話係夏娃食一個蛇果。
So it turns out, the first apple was Eve taking the fruit from the snake.
第二個蘋果就跌咗落去華盛頓個頭嗰度。
The second one was the one that fell on Newton's head.
第三個當然係喬布斯啦，係嘛
？The third one is Steve Jobs.
當然啦，呢個係未必係準確嘅，因為第一個肯定唔係蘋果嚟嘅，係禁果。
It may not be accurate because the first one is definitely not an apple. It's a forbidden fruit.
不過無論如何咧，肯定好多人咧都係多謝佢啦，多謝佢好多發明，好多令佢哋生活咧好多暢快嘅工具或者電子嘅器具咧，更加開心享受呢個世界。
So no doubt there are a lot of people very grateful for Steve Jobs for his inventions for how he made life more convenient and different.
最多人跟住會傾嘅就係咁，佢死咗之後，邊個承繼咧？邊個可以揾第二個喬布斯出嚟咧
？And most people would wonder who will succeed him to be the second Steve Jobs.
蘋果公司前途係點樣咧 ？iPhone 出唔出到咧
？What would be the future of the Apple company?And if the iPhone 5 will come out.
不過無論如何咧，我哋今日唔講佢住，講醒另一個人物，阿保羅。
But today we would like to look at another figure in the Bible, which is Paul.
同佢面對艱難，面對人生好多唔同嘅挑戰，佢點樣面對咧
？He faced a lot of challenges and difficulties in life. How did he face it?
一個坐緊監嘅人，點解喺封信裏邊講十六次喜樂咧？可以？
As a prisoner, how could he mention joy 16 times in his letter?
今日咧教會咧，我哋入伙咧兩週年紀念。
Today is the second anniversary of our church moving into this location.
又係感恩節，所以用感恩嘅心去回顧同前瞻，都係一好啱嘅一個題目。
It is also Thanksgiving, so it's very fitting for us to look back.To the past and look into the future in Thanksgiving.
用感恩嘅心去睇過去，睇而家，也可以睇將來。
We may look at the past, the present, and the future with a thankful heart.
一般人講感恩、講多謝，都係講對人嘅，或者講過去發生嘅事講多謝。
Most people would say thanks to what happened in the past.
但係保羅嘅感恩講多謝。佢除咗睇到人之外，仲睇到神嘅。
But Paul's thanksgiving didn't just mention people, but also God.
佢唔單睇到過去，更加睇到而家，更加睇到將來。
He didn't just look at the past, but also the present and the future.
今日試下透過保羅用咁嘅心去睇我哋過去、現在同埋將來。
Let's also try to look at our past, present, and future this way.
第一個重點咧，思考嘅就係而家啦。為咗而家基督耶穌嘅身份去到感恩。
First is that in the present we can give thanks for the new identity we have in Jesus Christ。
喺第一節裏邊咧，出現咗三個好特別嘅身份。
In verse 1 there are three identities we can find。
佢話咧，耶穌嘅仆人，同埋住在腓立比嘅聖徒，同埋監督，同埋執事。
It is that the servants of Christ Jesus。The saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, and the overseers and deacons.
第一班咧就係當然係保羅同埋提摩太啦。佢係耶穌嘅仆人，原文咧係奴隸嚟嘅。
So the first is servants. In the original, it means also slaves.
第二個咧就係講教會嘅全體人。佢話聖徒。
And the second one is all the saints at the church at Philippi.
都係諗聖徒嘅時候，諗下啲可能死咗好耐啊，豐盛嗰啲人啊嘛。佢話唔係，而家喺呢間教會裏邊嘅全部人都係聖徒。
When we talk about saints, when we think of people who are dead long ago, way back in the past, but Paul is referring to the living believers in the church.
第三班係教會領袖，就係監督同埋執事。
And the third one are the overseers and deacons in the church.
啊，保羅好少信裏邊咧特別提到咧監督同執事嘅，咁嚟問候佢哋，好少嘅。
In his letters, Paul seldom talks about overseers and deacons.
其實三班人都唔容易喎。
So all these three groups of people is actually difficult.
對保羅嚟講，做神嘅仆人要坐監。
For Paul, as the servant of Christ, he had to go to prison.
對嗰間教會嘅信徒嚟講，或係聖徒都唔啱喺教會裏邊咧。當佢嘅城市教會勢力都好細，同埋好多異教文化，好大嘅挑戰。做信徒絕對唔容易。
As saints, actually the believers are a minority, and it is actually very hard to keep their faith in a big city.
第三班教會領袖仲慘，第三組話俾我聽，教會有領袖嘅分裂，領袖嘅爭拗。
And the third about the church leaders.They face a lot of dissensions and a lot of conflicts in the church.
好特別，提完三身份之後，佢用一個經文嚟到去提醒佢哋。
But after this verse, he reminded them of this.
佢話恩惠同埋平安從神嗰度嚟嘅。
He says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ."
試下去諗下。唔好睇你困難住，諗下你今日呢個身份，原來神嘅恩典夠你用，神嘅恩典可以幫助你。
So instead of counting all the difficulties, we can look at the grace that God has given us in our identities.
喺保羅本信裏邊咧，開始有引言咧，都提到咧恩典呢個字。
In every letter of Paul, he always introduces his letters. By bringing up the notion of grace.
無論做信徒，特別做教會領袖，有時都好困難。
Sometimes it's not easy to be either the leader or a believer, a follower in a church.
但係保羅提醒你，而家今日呢個身份，神嘅恩典夠你用，神嘅平安可以保守你。
But Paul reminds us here that the grace of God is sufficient, that God's peace will keep us.
咁時話：哎呀，點解好似講就係咁講嘅，好似經歷唔到咁嘅
？A lot of times we think, oh, it's easy to say, but we don't really experience it.
呢卷書嘅最尾嘅章，保羅再提翻恩典同埋平安。
At the end of this letter, Paul again mentions grace and peace.
佢提到咧，靠著主常常喜樂，要喜樂。
He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always."Again, I will say rejoice.
藉著禱告咧，帶住感恩嘅心，跟住去嚟到將需要話俾神聽，嚟經歷神嗰個嘅平安。
And also in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
當中無論你係信咗或者係未信咁嚟觀禮嘅，呢句話今日都特別鼓勵你，今日可以經歷呢個平安同喜樂。
Whether you have come to faith in Jesus or not today, this may also be a source of grace and peace for you.
特別留意有間呢個字咧，主已經近了。
Pay attention to the underlined words. The Lord is at hand.
可以兩個解法，可以解作第一個係耶穌就嚟翻嚟啦，所以佢唔使擔心。
So there are two interpretations. The first one is Jesus is coming back, so we don't have to worry.
第二解釋就係話。神離我哋好近，一個祈禱距離啫。
And the other interpretation is God is actually very close to us. It's just He's just one prayer away.
神離嘅距離就係一個祈禱距離。
His distance from us is just one prayer away.
今日就要祈禱，帶住感恩嘅心去經歷呢份嘅恩情，呢份嘅平安。
Today, through prayer with thanksgiving in our hearts, we can experience the grace and peace from God.
當然啦，而家呢個世界追求係 happiness， 追求開心啊嘛，係嘛
？Of course, today, a lot of people would go after happiness.
你同我都想開心， 永遠都是笑的，永遠都是沒有憂慮，沒有難處的。
We all like to be happy. We all like to be, not have to worry about things and always smiling.
最近 Psychology Today 裡面有一篇文章他講喜樂。
In Psychology Today, there is an article about happiness.
他全世界都希望以喜樂做一個很高的目標去追求。
The whole world sees happiness as a goal in life to seek after.
這本雜誌當然不是基督教雜誌，但他看到以喜樂作為一個高，作為一個目標的話，那個危險和那個失望在哪裡？
This is not a Christian magazine, but it points out rightly that there is a great danger in setting happiness as your ultimate goal in life.
人生在你最低潮的時候，反而學最多東西。
In life, many times we learn the most from the low points.
人生有時又是有高低起跌的時候，才看到開心的時候真的很犧牲，一個比較。
There are highs and lows in life, but only during the low points we can get to compare and see how our life is really like.
當你經歷即係有好處、有開心的時候，喜樂是啱嘅，盡量去享受喜樂。
So when we do experience happiness, just enjoy it. It's reasonable.
但應該成為人生嗰個最高目標。
But this should not be the ultimate goal in our life.
所以保罗虽然坐紧监，喺信里边有16次佢话喜乐 joy。
So even though Paul is in prison, he mentioned joy 16 times.
点解咧
？Why？
我睇第二个重点去提醒我哋嘅就系过去啦，我哋过去能够咧侍奉，可以传福音嚟到感恩。
We look at the past. The second point is past thanks for the partnership in the gospel.
特別留意第三至第五節，原來係一句嚟嘅啫。
In verses 3 to 5, in the original it was one sentence.
佢話咧，每逢諗起你哋嘅時候，就感謝我神；每次祈求嘅時候咧，都係歡歡喜喜地祈求。因為點解啊？因為你哋喺福音嘅事上有份啊！我感謝我嘅神。
So Paul says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy because.Of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, it's about his partnership in the past.
基督教嘅感恩同出边讲嘅多谢，其实最大分别就系基督教感恩永远都系指向上帝。
The Christian thanksgiving and the secular thank you is different in that the Christian thanksgiving always points to God.
教会唔系高举某个人嘅地方，教会永远都系高举基督耶稣。
The church is not a place to uplift a person, but always God, Jesus.
雖然教會好好，但保羅永遠都係為咗你哋工作，我感謝神。
So this is a good church at Philippi, but Paul thanks God for all the good things.
未算喎，佢除咗見到人之外，睇到上帝嘅工作，都睇到咧嗰班弟兄姊妹同一齊傳福音嗰種喜樂。
And he doesn't just see the people, he also sees the work of God among them and how they are working together for the gospel.
在这本书里面，保罗每次提到喜乐，都提到呢，福音被广传的。
Whenever he mentions joy, he always mentions also how the gospel is being spread.
今天不知道你开心，你想起什么？
Today, when we talk about happiness or joy, I don't know, what would you be thinking about?
呢卷書裏邊，保羅每次提到喜樂，都係講到見到福音被廣傳，佢最開心。
Every time Paul mentions joy is about the gospel being spread out。
希望今日保羅喜樂都成為你嘅喜樂，特別今日初信或者受浸嘅弟兄姊妹嘅喜樂。
I hope that Paul's joy will also be your joy, especially with our newly baptized brothers and sisters。
喜樂唔係因為發得達，因為咧。工作順風順水，因為喜樂見到福音被廣傳。
We're happy and joyful not because we got rich or because work goes well for us, but because we see that the gospel is being spread out.
我諗做同工執事有個好嘅位置就係睇到啲初信主嘅人咧，佢哋準備洗禮或者當佢同人傾偈嘅時候咧，睇到佢生命嘅改變。
One good thing about being pastors and deacons is that you get to witness in the baptismal candidates how their life's been changed.
問下佢哋，你點解信耶穌啊？你信耶穌嘅生命有咩改變啊
And we can get to ask them how they came to believe in Jesus and how their lives have changed because of that.
有機會第一手聽到佢分享，其實最開心。
We get to hear of their testimony firsthand.
有咩好得過睇見個人生命被耶穌去改變咧？
What is better than seeing people's lives being transformed by Jesus?
保羅有感恩，當回望過去時候，睇福音一路廣傳嘅時候，十年前建立咗腓立比教會，今日繼續去傳福音嘅時候，佢係最開心。
So Paul also gives thanks for the gospel. Ever since 10 years ago, he established the Philippian church. He was happiest to see how the gospel flourished in them.
仲恩堂都係開始嘅時候，都希望以傳福音做差傳，做緊教會嘅使命。
Pacific Grace also started as a church that puts evangelism and spreading gospel as our mission.
希望呢個都係我生命中喺教會最高喜樂嘅指標。
May this also be the highest indicator of our joy.
不過陣間提醒緊教會第七節裏邊話俾佢聽，你哋常在我心裏，因為呢班人無論我喺信或逆嘅時候，你同我一齊分享神嘅恩典。
And Paul also says in verse 7 that, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace in the bad times and as well as in the good times.
即係信嘅時候幫你嘅啱啦。佢逆境俾鎖鏈鎖住嘅時候，呢間教會同保羅個關係依然係不離不去。
It's easy for people to follow you and be good to you when everything goes well, but when you're in prison like Paul, it may be a lot. Maybe harder, but then the Philippian church did not leave him.
我们人生当中，在做基督徒的生命里面，最开心是什么呢？就找到你属灵的知己，和你拍住相，一起将福音传开。
One of the greatest joys in life is to find a spiritual friend who would go with you, partner with you in the journey of life and in spreading gospel.
我中意佢自己話分享神嘅恩典。
I like especially how he mentions sharing the grace of God。
咁我讀書嘅時候，大學時候個同學咧，佢同阿馮寶寶好熟嘅，所以留意佢嘅見證咧。
I have a friend who knows an actor actress who is also became a Christian and sees how her life changed.
英文部人已經唔會識佢噶啦，你阿媽阿爸可能會識佢嚇。
For the English congregation, maybe your dad and mom knows who Feng Bobo is.
佢話自細五歲就拍戲，咁拍好多出戲，但係冇童年嘅。
She started her acting career at 5, but she had no childhood.
佢媽都攞嚟揾錢嘅啫。
Her mom used her as a tool to make money.
以為結咗婚之後好啲啦。
She thought getting married, her life would be better.
婚姻又失敗，連兩個仔女撫養權都俾老公攞埋。
But then her marriage fell apart and she lost custody to her two sons.
即係雙失，冇咗老公又冇埋仔女。
So she lost her husband and she has lost her children.
佢信耶穌好開心，佢生命好大嘅喜樂，以前冇嘅。
But she came to believe in Jesus and her life changed. She had a joy that she never had before.
而家有仔有孫應該係好嘅家庭之樂啦。
Now she had children and grandchildren. It should be a time for a great family joy.
佢啱啱洗禮，佢即係話俾人聽信耶穌嘅喜樂。
She just got baptized and she is busy telling people about the joy in believing in Jesus.
我们都是回望的时候，人生有咩值得去数算呢？当然可以讲下楼啊、车啊、做咩工作、咩巴闭啦，可以数算呢啲嘅。
So when looking back, she could probably count all the money she earned and all the good things, nice cars and so on that she could boast of.
咁最开心嘅就系你带几多人信耶稣，嗰人生命有咩改变？
Probably the greatest joy lies in how many people you came to share your faith with and have brought them into Christ Jesus.
我咁講咧，教會都係，因教會幾大都唔緊要，總要幾人喺呢個地方信耶穌，生命遇到上帝。
It's the same with our church. It doesn't matter how big our church is. What matters is how many people came to know Jesus and have their lives changed because of that.
保罗每次都讲翻过去，但冇停喺度，佢讲埋将来。
Paul mentions the past every time, but he didn't just stay there.
因为当你回望过去嘅时候，睇见上帝信实嘅，所以回望前边嘅时候，更加深信上帝会保守到底。
When Paul looked into the past, he was thanksgiving for God's faithfulness and keeping them. That also leads to a forward-looking into the future that God will still be faithful.
佢当佢感恩嘅时候，知道神会保守，以往神保守我，望翻前边，神同样都系信实，神一定会保守。
So as God has been faithful in the past, He will also be faithful and keep us in the future.
特别留意第六节里边咧，佢咁样讲。
Especially in verse 6，
佢话：我深信那在你们中间开始了美好工作的，到了耶稣基督日子必成全这工作。
And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
呢个好难喎，其实佢话嗰个开始咗嘅一定会完工。如果人嚟讲，有时会烂尾楼噶，系嘛
？This is actually very hard because when you think of from a human perspective, even building projects end up not completed.
无论读书又好，婚姻又好，起屋都好，投资都好啦，可能都会。
So it doesn't matter whether it's about marriage, about study, about building or investments. Maybe you end up not completing it.
但保罗话，当我回顾嘅时候，睇到上帝保守，所以向前望嘅时候，知道既然神以往可以保守，明天上帝继续会保守，直至完工嗰日。
But as Paul looks into the past, he finds that God is faithful.He has faith that God will also be faithful and bring it all to completion.
佢讲紧系整个生命成圣嘅过程，上帝会带领嘅生命直到尽头。
He was talking about the sanctification process in life, how God brings us to spiritual completion at the end of our life.
有时教会又好，或者个人灵命都有高低起跌嘅时间，系嘛？
Whether it's personal spirituality or the church, there are highs and lows.
最近睇篇文章讲到咧，年轻人离开教会嘅六大原因。
I saw an article lately talking about the six different reasons for young people to leave the church.
59% 嘅人会离开教会。
There are 59% of people leaving the church.
都好多原因啦。
There are different reasons.
但系经文提醒我哋。唔好净系睇嗰刻，睇远啲，上帝会保守到底。
But the Bible reminds us to look further ahead, to be reminded that God is faithful.
下个月我哋教会差传月，我哋会主题系 10-40 window 10-40 window。
Next month will be our mission month, and our theme will be the 10-40 window.
喺嗰個位裏邊，福音最難傳入、最少人信耶穌、最少教會嘅地方。
This is the area in the world where the gospel is the most difficult for the gospel to penetrate and the least people to come to Christ.
多啲細節留喺下個月先講。
The details I will share more next month.
不，當年提出呢個理論嘅人，最近咧呢幾年咧六七年咧有另一個題目去分享。
But the one who brought this idea forward had a new insight.
有咩緊要得個 10-40 window 咧
？So what is even more important than the 10-40 window？
佢話四同十四，今次係都係四同一啊，四同十四 4-14 window。
Now he's talking about the 4-14 window。
點解佢話咧由四歲至十四歲嘅應該係教會？嘅重點栽培人物。
He was saying how, from age 4 to 14, this should be where the church should prioritize in raising up.
10-40 window 個需求真係好大，好難做。
It's a lot of demand and a lot of need in the 10-40 window.
佢要靠栽培 4 至14歲人裝備他們出來侍奉。
So what we need to do is to equip people from age 4 to 14 to raise up to respond to the need.
最近剛開完會，就是一起研究一下怎樣去動員4至14歲的人栽培他們鼓勵出來侍奉去愛主。
There's a global summit that just took place discussing how to raise up a new generation in the 4-14 window.
求神幫助你，神看到小朋友都可以用的，更加何況是你。
God help us all to see how children may be used by God.
上帝可以保守小朋友由少年的時候到年老都是愛主。
How we keep children to love God and be faithful to God from a very young age to old age.
而就是保罗都是回顾的时候，睇见神的信实，向前望都睇到神的信实嘅。
As Paul sees God has been faithful in the past, he also sees God as faithful in the future.
最尾我哋睇下咧，第九至十一节。
At last, we look at verses 9 to 11.
他最後有祈禱，他說祈禱希望你的愛心繼續增加，可以明辨是非，更加可以結滿公義的果子。
So he prays that their love may abound more and more, and that they may approve what is excellent and be pure and blameless and filled with the fruit of righteousness.
當他向前望的時候，他看到既然耶穌會回來，今天我們怎樣去預備自己人生。
As we know that Jesus will come back in the future, how do we look at our lives right now?
他提到操練愛心，學習用神的話語去作出明智的決定。
He talks about how to grow our love and also to have knowledge and discernment to make the wise decisions.
之前有看一個研究在公園的一個調查。
There was a survey about building parks.
起咩公園起幾大，小朋友先最開心咧？
So, how big should a park be for children to be happy?
起啲咩設備，小朋友先可以 enjoy 所有遊戲咧？
So, what kind of facilities do we need in a park?
咁個調查好有趣啊！其一個發現就係話，公園有幾大咧，都唔係最緊要。
So, it turns out it doesn't matter how big the park is.
小朋友開唔開心？可唔可以享受公園咧？好視乎佢媽係咪企喺隔離，有幾有幾遠。
So the most important thing is whether the children's mom is there with him or her.
個媽成日企喺隔離，直升機父母及住佢嘅話，佢好難享受成個遊樂場。
So if the children happen to have helicopter parents always monitoring them, then they can't really enjoy it.
行遠啲，個小朋友玩你成個公園。
If the parents can keep a distance.Then the children can play through the whole park.
睇下父母同小朋友有幾多空間。
So it matters how much space there is between for the children and the parents.
保罗今祈祷，佢话希望佢信徒自己可以用神嘅话语学识做决定。
God also prays that these believers can through the word of God learn to how to make decisions themselves.
當你向後望，再向前望嘅時候，深信上帝保守嘅時候，學習放手，讓下一代自己用神嘅話語學習做決定。
So as we look back in the past and look forward in the future, let us also learn to let go for our children to learn how to make decisions by the word of God.
提醒佢哋，有日你企喺上帝面前交帳嘅。
Remind them one day they will have to give an account before God.
你今日點活咧？
How do you live today?
點去侍奉？
How do you serve?
提醒佢有日一齊企喺神面前，我哋去交代一生。
Remind them that one day we will have to give an account to God.
但保罗咧好有趣啊，佢咧好正面嘅，佢係一個讚美嚟，好有信心，係一個讚美嚟嘅。
Paul has a lot of faith and is a very positive encouragement and praise.
有一日你同我喺基神面前都係獻上果子讚美神，榮耀歸於上帝。
So one day for us also we'll be standing before God and offering the fruits in our life.
結束嘅時候都引用翻啦，喬布斯最尾經典一句嘅説話啦，點睇死亡
？So at last, I want to conclude with also Steve Jobs' view on death.
佢話咧，而家都有死噶啦，所以作出最後決定嘅重要方法就係記得社會我會死嘅，所以外界對我期望啊、自豪啊、失敗啊，全部都唔緊要嘅，記得係嘛，一定會死，所以咧係避免害怕失去所有嘅最佳方案。
So for Steve Jobs, it's important to remember that I'll be dead soon, or even make decisions in life as if this is the last day, and that remembering that you are going to die is the best way to live life.
當你每日當最尾嗰日嚟用咧，係一個好有效嘅方法嚟嘅。
If you think of today as the last day in your life, it's very effective.
每日當今日係最後一日咁樣去諗。
To do this every day as your consider this to be your last day in your life.
我最尾容許用咧保羅呢卷書裏邊一句金句，在今日彼此嘅勉勵同結束。
But in Philippians, Paul gives us a verse that we should remember.
佢睇長啲嘅，佢話咧，我唔係覺得自己已經得咗啦，而係繼續努力追求得著基督耶穌而得我得嘅，跟住又重複一次講同樣嘅嘢。
So, Paul says in Philippians that not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus had made me His own.
好，今日我哋感恩節嘅時候，你數算神喺生命嘅恩典，神點去過去點帶領你，更希望呢恩典記得神信實嘅時候，用感恩嘅心睇前邊嘅路。
So in Thanksgiving today, we would not only like to look into our past for Thanksgiving, but also think of how God will be leading us forward in the future.
為今日受浸嘅弟兄姊妹祈禱，希望佢哋揾到人生目標，全力以赴。
Pray for the newly baptized brothers and sisters that God will continue to lead them.
要為你子祈禱，希望你揾到人生目標。努力向前。
And also pray for yourself that you may find your purpose in life.
有一日你同我都企喺上帝面前攞獎。
Because one day we will all stand before God to receive our heavenly reward.
而家感恩，我哋明天去讚美。
So thanksgiving today and also praise for tomorrow.
願神賜福大家。
May God bless you all.